My name is Kevin. I served 173rd Airborne in Vietnam, 1967. I was a member of a small unit, a recon unit, and I spent the better part of the year around Binh Hoa, Thuy Hoa, and Dac Tho. I was wounded three times, two times very minor wounds. My last wound sent me home with a compression fracture of my skull. This story that I'm about to read took place in 1967, November of 1967. I've never told this story before. I've intimated about this story, but I've never told this story before. I would like to preface this story with a belief that I have, that I gained during my time in Vietnam, that killing cannot happen absence of lying, that killing and lying go together hand in hand. Those of you who are familiar with the book of Genesis in the Old Testament will remember the story of Cain and Abel, where Cain, out of jealousy, murders his brother Abel. And God asks him from above, "Cain, where is your brother Abel?" And Abel lies, "What? Am I my brother's keeper?" And there you have a prime example of lying and killing going together. November 1967. Six young men, faces painted green, moving slowly, quietly, under a triple canopy jungle. Six of America's finest, poster boys for the great American dream, raised on God, the flag, apple pie, and Chevrolet. Hard, lean, jump qualified, not a leg in the unit, Strack and GI talk. Hunters all, like their fathers and brothers and friends, back in the world this day, hunting deer or elk, the same, only different. We six hunt slopes and dinks. The quiet is broken by a sound out of place. Freezing amid stride, we look like we're posing for animal crackers. Moments pass as we determine from where the sound comes. As we move closer, we determine the noise to be that of someone crying. A woman in a white owl dye, carrying a small bundle, alone, crying like a kid. She's out of place, doesn't belong here. This is, and I extend apologies to my Native American brother here, Indian country of the worst kind. We make the decision in silence to take this woman, knock her down, tape gag her, tie her, and take her along with us. Two move in to grab her, four remain to provide covering security. Now, Murphy's Law applies in the military world as well as in the real world, that when things can go wrong, they will go wrong. Sensing our presence, this young woman takes off running. A single shot, bright red blood froths from her mouth. She dies quickly. No one says a word. We pat her down for anything of intelligence. Drag her into the bush, cover her quickly, and DD in silence. 2 days later, we're back in our hooch, smoking herb, getting high, when someone says through the haze of smoke and music, "The bitch shouldn't have run. Serves her dumbass right." That's all that was ever said for her. None of us ever said anything about the dead infant she carried in that small bundle under her arm. Not once. John Wayne lied to us, as did our teachers in school, our moms, our dads, our ministers and priests, our politicians, and they continue to lie to us to this very day. Thank you.